Have you ever lost your voice? If so, you'll know how frustrating it is not being able to tell people what you want, to express your feelings, or to communicate anything beyond what's possible with simple gestures. We take language so much for granted that we don't normally notice how completely we rely on it. But try not saying anything for an hour next time you're with friends. It's a hard thing to do. Not being able to speak means you begin to get left out of the loop, simply because you can't join in the conversation. Without a voice, your presence just slowly starts to fade away. But at least you can still understand what's being said. Imagine you couldn't understand either. That's what it's like to find yourself living in a culture whose language you don't speak. You're stuck in your own world, cut off from the very thing that makes us human. Without language, we are back to our animal origins, able only to show our most basic feelings. We start out like that, after all. As any parent knows, until they learn to talk, a child is no more than a rather cute, very helpless pet. Whatever it may have been wrong about, the Bible was certainly right about this. In the beginning was the Word. It all begins with words, because without them we would simply be what our genes alone would make us, a vulnerable, largely hairless species of ape, trapped with our own sensations, left guessing at what everyone else is feeling. No wonder most animals are so jumpy. With no language, you're on your own, unprotected from the worst fears of your imagination, limited to creature comforts and animal cunning. Without words to define and discuss them, there can be no beginnings, no ends, and no way of measuring the spaces in between. And so, no culture, no technology, no civilization. Genetically, all that seems to separate us from our primate cousins is a tiny sliver of goo, a mere percentage point of a genome that we largely share with most of the other creatures on our planet. Yet the difference between a chimpanzee and a cosmonaut is literally astronomical. DNA doesn't even begin to explain that difference. Language, however, does. That's because language is the killer app that trumps everything else. It's the killer app because it allows us to share ideas and pool our awareness as a species. To adapt a famous image, if I have an apple and you have an orange and we exchange them, we still have just one fruit each. But if I have an idea and you have another idea and we exchange them, then we each have two ideas. It's the magic of words that makes that possible. Multiply that process across a whole community and you suddenly have an exponential growth in consciousness. Being born into a world with language means we are no longer limited to our own individual ideas and perceptions, but have potential access to all the ideas of our community, effectively creating a group brain. It's ideas that make the difference, and language is what allows us to transmit them. As tricks go, it's pretty impressive. Just by making a few noises with my mouth, I can transfer a thought from the inside of my head to yours without having to do anything else. I don't have to make any gestures, helpful though they might be. I don't need any special equipment. You don't even have to be able to see me. In fact, you don't even have to know who I am. That's powerful magic, and it doesn't stop there. Through the extended magic of writing, with language I can travel in time, communicating ideas to you as I am now, long after I originally thought them, wrote them down, or had them published. I may already be dead by the time you hear them. It doesn't affect the communication. You don't even need to be able to speak the language I wrote in. You could be listening to this in translation and still be able to understand what I mean. Like all magic, its power to amaze relies on the fact that we're not really aware of how the trick works. The trouble with language is that it comes so easily to us. Whatever country or culture we are born into, we have mastered our mother tongue by the time we start school, have picked up a perfect native accent along the way, and yet have absolutely no idea how we managed to do it. Like learning to walk, it just comes naturally to us. But as we discover as soon as we run into another one, language isn't as natural as we think. Language may be the one thing that distinguishes us from other animals, but it's really not like walking at all. We all walk in the same way, more or less. But the way we talk can be very different.